Thanks again. All right, got a few more going on. This one is really new. In fact, it just got its title permanently the other day. Yeah. Yeah. And it's called This Is Not the Antidote. You guys start this one. So yeah, I think mentioned that we released an EP. We released it on June 8th, and we have some shows coming up to celebrate that. Yeah, that was me buzzing, I think, yeah. So July 19th, Ralph's Rock Diner, Worcester. July 20th, so the next day, the very next day, at the Jungle in Somerville. And then we go down to New York to play with a band called Airlift, my brother's band. I'm not plugging it, but here I am plugging it. And that's going to be pianos. And then, I don't know, fall happens, I guess. All right, so mentioned we released an EP. There was a single from that EP, and it's called Point Counterpoint, and here it is. We'll be right back.
sirens start to rise, and the mess it makes leaves your faces paralyzed. What you're calling stability looks a lot like senility. How the logical becomes impossible.
Going to switch guitars. For those of you at home, he is switching from a Les Paul standard to an SG standard. I am also playing an SG standard. Mike is playing a Jack Cassidy bass, which is awesome. Ken is playing. What are we playing, Ken? What are you endorsing? Are you endorsed by Pearl?
No.
Yamaha. Ken is playing the same drum kit he's played since 1996. That's amazing. All right, so we got two more, like I said. This one is on a 7-inch called Panic Room. It's the A side, and it's called Panic Room. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you to Angel, to Joel, to WMFO for having us. Did I miss somebody, Ken? Megan? Yeah, of course. And everyone here. All right, last song. It's called Pony. Thanks again, everybody.
It's just the way you'll always be. Thank you.
and you lift your chin, but it's not enough.
The Town with Mikey D, WMFO 91.5 in Medford. Thank you, Graveyard of the Atlantic. They will be here momentarily to speak with us. Let's hear Caspian.
Thank you. listen to the haunted ones. They're wrong, they're dead and wrong. Oh, son, you work so hard today. You're not the only one. Oh, son, listen to the haunted ones. They're wrong, they're dead and wrong. Oh, I said you got it. You got it all right today. You're not the only one. Oh, I said I had it. You'll be better off without me. I'm wrong, I'm so dead wrong.
Be the end of the song. No, my turn. It's On the Town with Mikey D. My name is Angel. It is sort of a Boston Emissions On the Town with Mikey D. It's a co-op. We're co-opting tonight. Welcome, Graveyard of the Atlantic, and your sub drummer.
He's playing. What do you play? Candy Crush. What's your
Ken
game?
Ken gets around.
Ken, grab the mic.
Hey guys.
There we go.
So I know all these gentlemen quite well. Except for Dave DeBaney, who I've recently gotten to know quite well, I feel like, right?
Yeah.
Couple practices.
We did two practices.
Some cookouts.
We did cookouts.
Yeah.
The cookouts, that's the important thing.
We've done more cookouts. No, we've
done
practices.
As many.
Well, actually, we've done, I think, equal amounts.
Okay.
Cookouts, yes. And practices.
Okay.
We've eaten together, played together.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah. And, you know, potato salad gets you through anything. So, you know.
It is the season. I mean, we're ramping up into potato salad season, so you could get closer now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll make some German style. You can make some other, whatever the
what
other
is
one.
German style potato salad?
I don't know. People just bring it to parties. I think it might have mustard in it.
What's the one? Oh, that's not bad. What's the one where people put raisins in it? That's horrifying.
That's bad.
Anything.
Anything with raisins is disgusting, by the way.
Yeah.
Except for raisins on their own.
Raisins,
I find raisins
with
to be
raisins.
Delicious.
Yeah. Oh.
I'm going to have to look. Are you sure that exists? Because I don't want to believe that.
I don't either, but I've seen it. I have bared witness, if I could say such a thing.
People do that with chicken salad.
Really?
Raisins and chicken salad.
Ew, that's even worse. I'd rather have mustard in that.
It's mustard's good in chicken salad, actually. You guys, if you do a little, just a dash. So anyway.
Yeah. We digress. All right, Graveyard of the Atlantic. There's got to be a story behind the name. You put out a new EP.
We did.
Let's talk about it.
Sure.
Where'd you record?
We recorded it at the Bridge, Sound and Stage with Alex Allinson.
Very nice.
Yeah, great.
What was that experience like? I have not been in there in a long time.
It was my first time going in.
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome. I mean, the huge room, great drums.
A lot of history in that room.
So I've heard.
As you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gradually getting up to speed with the part of Boston music history that I was not around for.
Where were you?
Which part are we talking about?
Were you playing in other bands prior to this?
I played in a band called American Echoes for a little while prior to this.
I have heard of that.
Prior to that, I took about 7 years off of music entirely.
You got mad?
I got mad at music, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It might have gotten mad at me, I don't know. And meanwhile, these guys were doing Daily Pravda here, rockin' Boston.
Yeah.
Mike.
Yeah.
Which you still kind of are. That's not over.
No. We are.
No, we just played a couple of weeks ago, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't mean to put you guys in the past. It just meant that in parallel. No, it's not just all about me.
It's interesting.
No,
so
we're present tense, man.
Yeah. No, so I joined up with Dave and shortly after.
Hi.
Hi, you can see me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Adam Anderson.
No one can see. Nobody listening can see anyone.
So Pravda wasn't doing a ton in terms of being active, playing shows. Some of us had
babies
kids and
whatnot,
stuff, and got married, so that kind of gets in the way.
How many Pravda babies are there now?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Wow, there's a new band.
Yeah.
Is it right? It's crazy to think about that.
We actually have a second band.
Yes, yes.
A whole bunch of backup singers.
So another fill-in drummer.
Yeah.
Yeah, can I borrow some of them for when you guys drop out?
Heck yes.
But see, what Dave didn't know is when he, took me on as a guitar player, he also gets the Pravda crew with.
Package deal. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Package deal.
We'll see how it worked out having Ken here,
our
clutch drummer.
It's wonderful, absolutely.
These songs are really fun to play, so thank you guys.
Yeah. Shout out to David Deitch.
Yes.
David Deitch is
our listening,
David
couldn't
be here.
We love you.
Dave is a great song songwriting drummer.
He is.
I love writing
songs
with
Dave. Which isn't that common, is it?
No.
Is it, Ken?
What? No, it's not Ken, is it?
Songwriting?
Huh? Songwriting drummers.
I don't know what you're talking about. I just write segues and stuff, suggest things after melodies are written and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. Give people rides home. Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Sounds good for you.
So what's next? I heard you say you have a couple of gigs. July.
Yeah, July. July 19th at Ralph's in Worcester.
Mm-hmm.
And then so we played there a few times.
Who's on the Ralph's bill?
I don't know actually. And then the next day at the Jungle, with I know Laquette is playing.
Yep.
And I'm struggling to remember the other two bands.
Let's talk about the Jungle.
Fool the Bear is one of those. Cool. Bands.
Let's talk about the Jungle. Have you been there to see a show yet?
Not yet.
I have not.
So none of us in this room have been to the Jungle yet.
We were just talking to Megan about that before too. It looks nice on their Instagram.
Yeah, no, it looks very clean.
I was just curious as to the size of it.
Tough to tell. I figure given the space, it's probably very close to maybe like a 2/3 of Thunder Road.
So you're thinking like under 100 capacity?
There are tables though, right? Weren't there tables in
I saw a few tables.
We are all uninformed. Look at all of us collectively. Don't have any
idea.
I know
Thunder Road, please send us a press release. I mean, not Thunder Road. The Jungle.
Jungle, please send us all your capacity information.
Mm-hmm. And, we will find out the Jungle. Sorry.
Yeah.
I know that they do cool stuff, like they'll do spinning classes with cover bands playing.
Interesting.
So they're trying to operate as like community centers / venue.
So there's bands playing when people are doing...
Yeah.
Wow.
Spinning class while somebody's playing.
Do they just yell at them and stuff? Say things like...
Depends, yeah.
I don't know if they're combo
keep
band
keep on
instructors.
Running, stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, they probably do like... songs about running.
Mm-hmm.
How many songs about
Born to Run?
Born to run.
Over and over
and
again.
I want to ride my bicycle over and over and over again.
Are there any other bike songs? I can't think of. There must be other bike songs. There's a Decemberist song about
Queen.
A
Queen.
Oh, nice. They just played. Yeah.
That's cool.
Some of the first songs I learned how to play drums on were Queen songs.
I don't know though. The thought of going in to a technically what could be considered a rock venue and spinning first. I don't know. Usually I spin after I go to the rock club.
It feels very Somerville, though. You know what I mean? It's like...
No, I applaud mixed music. Hey, look, we need all the help we can get.
Oh, agreed.
So if someone's going to come up with some ideas for to you know, sort of subsidize things, I am all for it.
True.
Bring on more ideas. If you want to teach, you know, like ceramics class... Before, you know, moving everything over and doing a show, go for it.
And we'll write songs about ceramics.
Yeah,
oh my gosh,
maybe
that's
the kids.
A great idea.
Yeah.
What is there a song?
Maybe the band member kids. Could
take if there's a band playing for the ceramics class.
Yeah.
Oh.
What
man.
Would the songs be?
You spin me right round. whatever.
Really good. That's really good.
The Righteous Brothers tune from Ghost.
Mm, that's right.
Because going to be a lot of that, people on hands on hips.
Yeah. Now I'm going to start crying. I promised myself I was going to cry tonight.
Yeah, no, I'm going to make you cry tonight.
Oh my gosh.
My basis.
Yeah, also, I think there might be, I don't know, but I think there may be unfavorable news from the hockey rink. So,
I wasn't going to bring that up.
Okay, sorry. I mean, I don't know this for sure, but that was the sense of...
I wasn't going to bring it up.
There was a hockey match tonight?
Was anybody paying attention to the sports game?
We looked at the score just before we went on, and it wasn't looking good, and it doesn't look good.
Okay. I didn't want to bring it up in case any of you were going to go home and ignore the internet and watch it.
That's very nice of you. Thank you.
Yeah, that's really
kind.
None of you are going to do that?
No.
Okay. I just
so they lost.
Are you? No.
Tragically.
The St. Louis Blues are now the 2019 Stanley Cup champions.
Mm-hmm. Their first championship. I mean, good, how long have they been a team?
I have no idea.
53 years, maybe?
Two, three years.
Really?
I feel
like that long?
Okay, fine. It was a while, yeah.
I actually feel like this is going to be really naive of me, just, you know, fair weather sports girl.
Mm-hmm.
I'd never heard of them before.
Well, my first hockey game was like...
I'm from Boston, come on.
Yeah, well, my first hockey game was with the Blue Jackets, which I think they're from Columbus. Mm. And then there was the Blues. I don't know. There's too many.
So these teams, they'll
Blues
go...
Clues.
Yeah. Blues and Blues. That's a cartoon team. Angel, let's separate cartoons from reality. They're really good, don't get me wrong. The Blues Clues are crushing it this season. But
they're killer.
They are. But yeah, they, you know, teams move and they change names. And there's a movie that I love called Basketball. Written by the guys who did and starring
squarely in that demographic.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And there's this introduction about free agency and how it ruins sports and all these teams moving. And all I remember is like the New Orleans Jazz moved to Utah where there is no music. And on and on and on.
Nice.
Anyway,
so they have to change it to Utah Zazz or something.
The Utah Dries. The Utah Film Festivals.
Oh gosh, that's all they got.
I mean, it could be worse, right?
They have Mormons, right? Is that what Utah's Mormon
the
town?
Are
well, I know apparently Salt Lake City's got kind of a scene going on, according to
Dave Crespo.
Yeah, Dave Crespo moved out there.
I had some great shows in Salt Lake City.
Yeah. Moved out there to do some stuff.
How did we get on Utah? Look at us.
How did we get on Utah? You'd ask about the band name.
What'd you eat tonight?
We covered a lot of ground tonight, y'all.
I ate a piece of pizza from Whole Foods, plain Chipotle Tabasco.
And you have a pancakes shirt on.
I do. This is from a pancakes place in Amsterdam that really love.
Is it called Pancakes?
It is called Amsterdam Pancakes. Just in case you don't know where you are when you're getting pancakes.
We are getting it. We're covering it all. Yeah. Sports, travel. Mm-hmm.
The best food.
Leisure.
Ever.
You want to talk about childcare? What else?
No.
No.
I'll show you my dog later. I'll show you our dogs.
Oh, you want to talk about dogs?
No, I know.
Yeah, Dave DeBaney and myself do not have the children, so you have doggy children.
I have doggy children. I have two furry children, Charlie and Henry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're adorable.
They like to steal your food.
So speaking of cookouts, yes, one of my dogs, Charlie, threatened one of your children, I believe.
No, it was mutual. It was
okay,
fine.
No, all right.
They were just having a discussion.
Definitely stole food out of his hand, though. And then he got sick 2 days later. So he got his justice.
That's the worst part.
He got his comeuppance, did he?
That's the worst part. All right, so next show, Ralph's, you're not sure who with, and then The Jungle in Somerville with Lockett and somebody else.
Fool the Bear.
Thank you.
And somebody else who I don't remember.
So it's a four-band bill.
Yeah.
What time does The Jungle start festivities when they move all of the exercisers out?
I think it's normal showtime.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's like doors 10, of 7 11. Or doors
okay,
of
cool.
8 or one of those. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, Graveyard of the Atlantic, I appreciate you rallying for this evening, because I know, it was kind of short notice when we pulled all this together. Ken for the win.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you to him.
It helps have good songs to learn, so, it really does. Really
you
nice.
Stop.
I really liked drilling and listening to nothing but Graveyard
Now
music.
I don't believe you.
Here's to more cookouts and more practices.
Yes.
What's next?
What's next?
We baseball season. Baseball isn't so great.
Football season.
Football season. We have a little bit of time, but...
Yeah. But we don't. I don't think we even have a single Pats fan in this panel here, do we?
Yeah.
None of you guys. You're not down.
No. Summer's for writing songs.
Tough to like them right now.
Summer's for writing songs.
Yeah. It is.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Let's not talk about sports yet. Summer is for writing songs because we've got a bunch of new stuff and we want to get back in the studio.
Okay.
And we want to put out another single or another EP, depending on how much material. But
could I ask you a quick question?
Yeah. Ken, please. Absolutely. Please take the mic and ask a question.
Do we have time, Angel? To
sure.
I want to know about the band name, actually.
Oh. Sure.
I'm not.
Do we really want to address the band name?
Where did the band name come from?
Yeah, I actually don't know. So
the Graveyard of the Atlantic is a nickname for a section of shoreline in North Carolina, particularly. Mm-hmm. This is extending up to Virginia. There's some arguments. Anyway, tons and tons and tons of shipwrecks. So it's out of Cape Hatteras, if you're familiar with North Carolina and the Outer Banks, big lighthouse area. Not an exciting story. I took a trip out there with a couple friends. It was a moment, we'll say.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Call it a spiritual moment. Call it a secular moment of clarity. Mm-hmm. And
it felt right.
It felt like I was pivoting in my life in some way.
Well, because you hadn't been playing music for a while, so did that bring you back into music?
So this was actually this was actually years and years before I started the band.
Okay.
So this was probably 2001.
Wow.
And I just stored it away in my head and said, someday I'll use this for something.
That's beautiful.
And when I was thinking of the project, it was me kind of branching out. I had been playing with American Echoes and I'd been playing bass and was ready to kind of like write my own songs and do my own thing. And if I had to learn how to play guitar, or, I sort of knew how to play guitar, but if I had to like retrain myself how to play and go into the studio and play all the instruments if I had to, then I would.
Yeah.
And I had to put a lot of stuff aside to not do music, so when I was able to do it and when I was able to grab a hold of it and sort of take some control of it, then it seems like an appropriate time to use that name.
So you're sitting on a bunch of tunes now after 7 years worth of
I found it easier to write again after getting out of a lot of sort of ruts that I may have been in. I think just getting physically and emotionally separated from creating in that way is not necessarily a healthy way for me to live, but I think I'm glad I figured that out. But not going back to patterns of, and not even actually, I went back to bass for a while, but then like I said, switching to guitar was like learning a whole new instrument.
Mm-hmm.
So all the ideas were there. Some of the chops were there, not a lot of them. I'm squinting over at Adam because Adam's like our chopsmeister.
Adam has chops.
Adam's
nice
in the band.
Chops, Adam.
He's in the band to make me look good as a guitar player. But yeah, so that was the time to use that name. It was a pivotal moment, another pivotal moment. So why don't I choose a callback?
Nice.
Cool.
All right.
I'm learning something about this band.
There you go.
This is great.
I'm glad that we could do this for you. I'm glad that we could do this for you.
Thank you so much. Really,
thank you, guys.
Thank you.
I am going to... I will do something with tonight's show. I will share... Obviously, you'll get some your recordings and the interviews will be posted, I don't know, maybe by the weekend. This has been fun. This has been of my maiden voyage.
Yes,
my first
back.
Trip back to WMFO. It's been great. So thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you guys for being here. I'm going to close out we've got a little bit of time, so you don't have to go away yet.
Cool.
Damone got the band back together.
Yeah.
They're playing in July at Sinclair. It is sold out.
Oh, is Chris Johnson.
Yeah.
morning piece from Lowell, Massachusetts, Stacy's dad. I love the song. It's like probably my one of my favorite songs of the year so far.
It is catchy.
We heard Caspian in that set. We heard from Taxpayer. We heard from Damone. We heard a full set from Graveyard of the Atlantic, and now I know where the name came from. So thank you for your clarification.
You're welcome.
You're playing at Ralph's, and then at the Jungle in Somerville, which we have not yet determined the capacity of the Jungle, but we're going to find out.
We are.
So if you're listening right now and you know the capacity of the Jungle in Somerville, I don't know, add us. at it. We're everywhere on Instagram and Twitter, at Boston Emissions, simply put. Thank you to Joel for holding in the fort.
Thank you, Joel.
Thank you, Joel.
Thank you, Joel.
For Joel, Joel has kept this show going for a very long time. Yeah. So we thank him for what he did tonight, and we thank him for what he's done for basically the last 20 years.
Yes, thank you, Joel.
Thank you guys for coming in. Thank you, Ken, for pulling it together.
Thank you for
and making it work.
It was a pleasure.
Making it work.
Yeah. Thank you.
I'm not quite sure what's happening after I'm out of here, but I'm going to close the program with another Lowell band. Imagine that. Knockover City. Bye, everybody. Bye.
Yes.
Right. Yes, Knockover City.
Oh, yeah.